This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an insightful teaching titled How to Have a Successful Fast. Today he speaks about the wrong reasons why people fast and pray. Let's join in.
Hallelujah. I've been sharing on the subject how to fast successfully. Tell somebody how to fast successfully. The mistake some Christians make is that they assume that once they are praying, it means God is listening. But it's not true. The fact that you are praying and fasting does not mean God will listen to your prayer. The reason is that your prayer must be based on the principles of God's word. In Proverbs chapter 28 verse 9, the Bible says, "He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, his prayer shall be an abomination." In other words, he will pray, but it will be something nasty before God. Why? Because he does not understand the rules that govern prayer. And there are two examples of that I want to give. One in the Old Testament. The people of Israel, a whole nation, they fasted and prayed without any result. In Isaiah 58 verse 3, they said, "Wherefore have we fasted, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge?" They said to God, they said, "We fasted, we've prayed, 90 days prayer, beginning of the year prayer, 3 days dry fast, 21 day dry fast, still I don't have a job, still I'm sick, still I'm not anointed, still the church is not doing well, still my finances are low, still the demons are troubling me in my dreams." Why? They admit that dangerous assumption. Luke 18:10, you find the same thing. Two men went to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, saying, "Lord, I thank you that I'm not like other men, extortionists, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican." Then in verse 12, he said, "I fast twice in a week. I give tithes of all that I possess." This was a fasting man, fasting twice a week, not even twice a year. 13, but the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes to heaven, and smote upon his breast, saying, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." In verse 14, Jesus, the examiner, marked their prayers. He said, "This man went down to his house justified rather than the other. He that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he who humbles himself shall be exalted." Then Jesus said, "God heard the prayer of the publican, the sinner, who was in fasting and praying, but the prayer of the full-time pastor, the Pharisee, who was fasting and praying, and in the temple." This man stood outside the temple. He was in the temple, in church, a churchgoer. God did not answer his prayer. So the fact that you are a churchgoer or a pastor and you are fasting and praying does not necessarily mean God will answer your prayer. You must understand the principles that govern fasting and prayer. Otherwise, your portion will be frustration. So today, I just want us to look at a few more principles that govern a successful fast. So I want us to read Isaiah chapter 58, again, verse 3. This is the complaint of some people. "Wherefore have we fasted, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge?" This is God's response to them. "Behold, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exact all your labors." Verse 4. "You fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. You shall not fast as you do this day to make your voice to be heard on high." So these people, they went on demonstrating against God. "Why is it that you are not listening to our prayers?" They said, "We fasted, but still my problems persist." Then God gave them a few tips why he was not answering the prayer. It says, behold, he said, in the day of your fast, number one, you find pleasure. Number two, you exact all your labors. Number three, you fast for strife. Number four, you fast for debate. Number five, you fast to smite with the fist of wickedness. In other words, God said, don't fast for the wrong reasons. You can fast and pray, but if you fast for the wrong reasons, God will not listen to your prayer. God's nature doesn't change, but his dealings with men change. That's what we call dispensations. Dispensation means how God dealt with men. So we've got the dispensation of the law, that is the law of Moses. If you do this, this will happen. We've got the dispensation of grace when Jesus came. Now we are saved by the blood of Jesus. By faith are you saved through grace. So dispensation means how God deals with people. So how God deals with human beings, it changes from dispensation to dispensation. But how his nature essentially does not change. In Malachi 3:6, he said, I am the Lord and I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Like human beings. When I was young, you wanted to tell the time. There always used to be this big grandfather clock that you used to watch. Then the time moved to Walkman and all those things. They had time. And now the time moved to, a watch has always been there. Then time moved to phones. And so even the way we tell time is changing. But our nature as human beings has not changed. So God said, don't fast for the wrong reasons. So today I just want us to look at the wrong reasons that make God not listen to our prayers. Reason number one, he said, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure. Now this is how I will title it. Don't use fasting and prayer as a tool to get God to do what you want him to do. That word pleasure means you follow your own desires, what you want to do. Very important. And that was the mistake that they were making. Now, if you look at the prayers of many, most of the time we use fasting and prayer as a vehicle for God to support what we want to do. We never ask, what do you want to do? To us, God has to follow our agenda. We are not following his agenda. And that is where the mistake comes from. That's why sometimes we fast and pray, but there is no answer to the prayer. Because God is not there to follow your dreams. We are there to follow his dreams and his plans. It's the other way around. And that's where the problem starts. Now, if you look at prayer, the fundamental principle of prayer, answered prayer is praying according to the will of God. In 1 John chapter 5 verse 14, let's read the scripture, and 15, the Bible says, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. That word desire also comes again. In this scripture, the Bible states the fundamental principle of answered prayer. Be it prayer and fasting, whatever, there's a fundamental principle. It says, we have confidence that God will answer our petitions, what we have asked of him, if only what we have asked is according to his will. That is something that God has chosen or is something that God wants to do. So when it comes to fasting and prayer, if it is not aligned to the will of God, it does not work. Personally, when I pray, I don't pray about what I want to do. I pray about what God wants to do. Because I know that for my prayer to be answered, I always have to pray that way. Otherwise, nothing is going to happen. So I don't waste my time. Because I don't want to be a frustrated prayer warrior. If we pray according to his will, he hears us. Let's take the example of Jesus. Jesus is our ultimate example when it comes to fasting and praying. In Hebrews 12:2, the Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He's our ultimate example. So let's look at the prayer life of Jesus. I want to just give three instances. The first instance was when he fasted and prayed for 40 days and 40 nights. In Luke chapter 4 verse 1, the Bible says, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. So even that fasting and prayer was not something he initiated. The Holy Spirit told him, go and fast 40 days and 40 nights. When it comes to extreme things, look, you always have to be led by the Spirit. Even in little things, but even in extreme things, even that becomes even more dangerous because the consequences can be grave. Let's continue. In those days, he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said to him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone, but it be made bread. In verse 4, Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. What the devil sought to do was to make Jesus use the fasting and prayer to satisfy his flesh, not the will of God. The will of God at that time was not for him to be eating bread and butter. But as he was praying, the devil said to him, listen, you are fasting and praying. Why don't you follow your own agenda and just make some nice food to satisfy your flesh? And that is one danger that arises when we are fasting and praying. If you are not careful, your flesh can lead you to select prayer topics, things that your flesh wants. So Jesus was praying, but when the devil wanted him to change his prayer topic and let him pray according to the flesh, he said, no, it is written. It's a prayer and fasting. It's not about what I want. It's about what God wants. Man shall not live by bread alone. Hungry, he was hungry. Thirsty, he was thirsty. But he said, that is not the point. That's why we have so many people who fast and pray, but nothing happens.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that often people do not have results when they fast and pray because they try to use it as a tool to get God to follow their will instead of following His will. Tune in same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
It says, dear pastor, I asked you to pray for me because I needed a job. And when you pray for me, within 24 hours, I got a job. May you get a job within 24 hours.
Good values have to be chosen intentionally, because there are people around, they will try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org or call us on WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 2075752 15. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.